It's time for a Regional Radio sports presentation.
One on two, count it, and West County leads. West County leads.
Has to shoot, gets it off in time, and makes it. He makes it from midcourt.
Draws the foul and gets it to go. Beautiful play.
Miller dives headfirst into home in celebration in North County in seven innings. Walks off. They're going to the chip. They're going
Big
to the chip.
In the back row. Brower sets. Another one by Landrum. Count it. AB's going to stay. AB's going to stay.
Pull up three on the right side. Good. Gets it to go. Splash from downtown. Splash from downtown.
Backhanded shot. That's from Williams. Everything going right now for the Lady Tigers.
The right fielder going back over his shoulder, and it's gone! The grand slam! Valley Catholic just broke this open with one swing.
High at the buzzer, rings it in!
And the young man who had nothing in regulation has five quick points in overtime.
Sharp trying to outrun the defense and smashes one home. Splits two defenders and tomahawks one right over the top.
Left-hand runner, count the shot!
Shot is off in time, off glass and in! He just knocked that shot into the buzzer! This place is going insane!
And good morning to you. I'm Matt Greenwood, and my broadcast partner is Jordan Slocum. And it is the 27th annual Valley Caledonia Basketball Tournament, the final day of the tournament. We have third place games and championship games for both the girls and the boys' side. This morning, we will feature the Jefferson Lady Blue Jays going up against the Valley Lady Vikings. These two teams losing tough contests on Thursday. West County able to come from behind against Jefferson to beat them 52-42, but the Blue Jays had a lead at the end of the first half and the end of the third quarter, and we'll hear exactly what went wrong from Coach Joynes in our pregame interview. But for now, we're going to step aside, and we'll come back with those interviews on this pregame show. And again, it is the Jefferson Lady Blue Jays and the Valley Caledonia Lady Vikings for the third place game in this tournament. We'll be back with high school girls basketball on J98.
Is trying to beat, well, at Home Furnishings.
If you're shopping for home furnishings this holiday season, then you'll need to shop for the lowest price the first time at Willett Home Furnishings in Bon Terre. We have sofas, mattresses, recliners, reclining sofas, bedrooms, and dinettes. And don't worry about delivery. At Willett Home Furnishings, we have free delivery, free setup, and 24 months interest-free financing. Merry Christmas from all of us at Willett Home Furnishings off Berry Road in Bon Terre.
Let's check in with Big Steve at Midwest Sports Center right off Highway 67 in Farmington. And Steve, Christmas right around the corner, and I know you're ready to help deliver some great Christmas gifts at Midwest, aren't you?
Yeah, it's that time of year. We've got great deals on kids, ATVs, dirt bikes. Even don't forget about the adults, too. We've got all sorts of side-by-sides, ATVs, spiders, slingshots, you name it. We've got it all in stock.
Stop by and see Big Steve today at Midwest Sports Center. They're right off Highway 67 in Farmington.
Second-year head coach for the Valley Caledonia Lady Vikings. And, Coach, third-place game, obviously not where you wanted to be going into this tournament, but, hey, you have a chance to finish amongst the top three with West County and South Iron. What do you think about that?
Yeah, we can't be too upset with that. Of course, I'd like to be in the championship game, but our girls played tough the other night against South Iron, and they're well-deserving of a championship game. We're happy to be playing in this third-place game. It should be a good game today between us and Jefferson.
It seems win or lose, your guard play, there's just a lot of confidence, especially among Lexi Black.
Yeah, we're a team full of guards. We don't have a lot of big girls on our team. So we do a good job of taking care of the ball and attacking the basket. And, of course, we've got a bunch of girls that knows how to shoot from outside.
And it's sort of the same kind of matchup for Jefferson and South Iron. Some big girls down low, a few sharpshooters here and there. So you've already played against that kind of style. What is your approach to this one?
It's just knowing where the shooters are at, you know, getting a hand out in their face and closing out on defense. And, of course, we got to know how to rebound a little bit better than how we did the other day. Know where their big girls are at, get a body on them, and box out.
Still very early in the season. What are some improvements you hope to see today?
Our defense. Our defense has to get better. Of course, our offense, we always know how to put some points on the board. But one thing we got to get better at is our help defense and rotation.
All right. Good luck today, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach Caleb Tiffenauer of the Valley Caledonia Lady Vikings. We'll have more pregame show coming up next on J98 The Boot.
Hi, I'm Joe Yoakum, and I'm from Steelville. You know, I remember the day I applied to Mentor Area College. I was working my second job, wondering why I couldn't get ahead. Even with all my hard work, I realized I needed to meet life challenges head on. So I enrolled in classes. I thought I'd fail, but everyone here at MAC wants me to succeed. You're in luck too. Spring classes start January 17th, so join me at Mentor Area College. It's your next step.
Did you know the backbone of any body shop is the competence of its technicians? Hi, I'm Chad Conway at American Metal Collision and Restoration. With almost 100 years of combined experience, our technicians are the best repair team to have you back on the road with savings in your pocket and your vehicle looking better than when you bought it. When you're in an accident, consider American Metal Collision and Restoration in the Potosi Industrial Park, veteran and professionally owned, and proudly offering discounts to United States veterans and first responders.
Prepare your vehicle with automotive products from Menards. Howe's diesel conditioner prevents diesel fuel from gelling. Plus, it increases power and fuel economy. Power Service diesel fuel supplement keeps fuel injectors clean and boosts cetane for faster cold starts. Get a 64-ounce bottle of Howe's diesel conditioner and anti-gel or 80-ounce bottle of Power Service diesel fuel supplement for $8.99 each. Don't forget Christmas. Grab a Menards gift card. Now during the Home for the Holidays sale.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Dale Mosier Auto Body. Consider it done, consider it done right. When you need repair, there's no need to despair. Dale Mosier does it all for you. We're the guys that know, so bring it to the pros. There's quality in what we do. If you need the best, then put us to the test. Dale Mosier Auto Body. Consider it done, consider it done right. Dale Mosier Auto Body. Consider it done, consider it done right. State of the art technology in each and every job we do. There's even a lifetime warranty. We're always looking out for you. You love what we do, make it look brand new. Dale Mosier Auto Body. Consider it done, consider it done right.
Welcome back into the pregame show. Matt Greenwood for J98, joined by Coach Brandon Joins of the Jefferson Lady Blue Jays. And Coach, third place game coming up for you, going up against Valley Caledonia. What did you see from them the last couple of days that maybe you think it gives you an advantage?
We definitely have the size advantage compared to what they bring, but I know they bring a whole lot of speed and determination, and they fought South Iron pretty well throughout that game, and they came off a tough loss, and we're coming off a tough loss. So it'll be kind of who steps up on a Saturday morning in an unusual circumstance. So, it's just going to be a fun game to be a part of.
Speaking of the loss to West County, you were up at the end of the half. You were up at the end of the third quarter. That fourth quarter, it looks like they figured out and something went wrong. What was your analysis of that fourth quarter for your team?
I think we got sloppy. We decided we were going to start being a little bit lazier and not moving our feet and started reaching on defense, picked up a lot of fouls. That's the big thing I took away from it. They went zone and we stopped moving, so stagnant with, again, a sloppiness. So there's not much else to say about it. We lost to a good team, so that's the good part of if we're going to take a loss, at least it's to somebody that's respectable, that we know, hey, we fought as hard as we could. We're a 5 seed. We weren't expected to be here, so we're doing better than expectations, and that's always a good thing. So we're on the up climb, hopefully.
Valley Caledonia, they have a lot of really quick guards, and you have some pretty good perimeter defenders as well. Just talk about that little matchup there.
They are pretty much quick 1 through 5, whereas, like I said, our one advantage is going to be size, and a lot of it's going to depend on how long I can keep those girls on the floor. Coming off, especially, like we said, my main post, she played pretty much the entire game against West County, so I know we're drained. We got tired at the end of that game, and when you put a lineup of mostly guards out there, I mean, they'll go post up, but in the end, size-wise, they are guards, and that's tough to match up with for just about any team. And again, they took South Iron to the limit through three quarters, and then again, they kind of had the same thing in the fourth quarter as we did. But I have good perimeter defenders, but it's going to be smart closeouts, move those feet, and don't get caught reaching.
All right, thanks for the time, Coach. Good luck today.
Yep, no problem.
Coach joins, Brandon joins of the Jefferson Lady Blue Jays. We'll have more pregame up next on J98 The Boot.
Hi, this is C.L. Moore with CNC Services. When it comes to your home improvement projects, we are the company you can trust. From roof repair or replacement to glass and window work, basically anything from the ground up, we can do the job right the first time and at a price that'll make you smile. And we will work with all insurance companies. Call us at 573-701-7807. Let CNC Services get the job done for you.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Welcome back into the broadcast, Matt Greenwood and Jordan Slocum this morning for the Jefferson Lady Blue Jays up against the Valley Caledonia Lady Vikings. It is the third place matchup for the 27th annual Valley Caledonia tournament. And obviously these two teams, Jordan, not where they wanted to be. They wanted to be in the championship game. Both coaches can attest to that. But, hey, third place is not too bad out of a tournament of eight. That is what these two teams are trying to achieve. Following this game, we will have the boys' third place game between Valley Caledonia and Greenville. And then the championship game for the girls' side will be West County taking on South Iron. And for the boys' side, Bismarck and Bunker. But we got one game to get to here. We'll take a 30-second pause when we come back. A one-minute pause, and when we come back, we will have the starting lineups and tip-off here in Valley Caledonia. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on J98.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Hey, Dan Tinsley at Blackwell Motors. I bet you can give folks at least 1,000 reasons to come by Blackwell Motors today, can't you?
I sure can. I tell you what, I'm excited about that. And also, I've got some good news, folks. Mr. Blackwell has continued the sale on our $5,000 cars and less inventory. You can get up to 50% off. You have 90 days to pay cash for it if you want to at 0% interest. I tell you what, if you're getting a refund, too, after the first year for your income tax, you can use that money, too, at 0% interest. That's for a limited time, folks. Get in here, take advantage of it, and the first ones in are going to get the best car. So come on in.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
Thank you.
Matt Greenwood and Jordan Slocum with you in Valley, Caledonia for the 27th annual tournament. And the national anthem just played, so let's go ahead and get to the starting lineups right before tip-off, beginning with the Jefferson Blue Jays, who are the road team for this third-place game. Number 3, Hannah Becker, Jr. Number 5, Hannah Floyd, Jr. Number 10, Holly Welker, Sr. Number 11, Sydney Wyke, Sr. And number 25, Megan Bulico, Jr. Coming off the bench for the Lady Blue Jays is number 13, Heidi Hurst, a sophomore. Number 21, Jenna Kurtois, a sophomore. And number 22, Gracie Fish, a sophomore. They are coached by Brandon Joins in his second year. Assistant coach is Michaela Baker. For the Valley Caledonia Lady Vikings, second-year head coach is Caleb Tiffenauer. His assistant coach is Rebecca Lawson. Their starting five, number 5, Emma Rosner, a junior. Number 21, Caitlin Weeks, a senior. Number 22, Lacey Yunt, a senior. Number 23, Lexi Black, a junior. And number 30, Lauren Gallagher, a senior. Top three options off the bench for Coach Tiffenauer is number 2, Emma Beers. Number 3, Cameron Yunt. And number 32, Madison Lucas. We are about to have tip-off as the Blue Jays will be tipping on the right side of midcourt. Valley Caledonia on the left side. Blue Jays will be moving from right to left in this first half. Vikings left to right. Lauren Gallagher at center court. And she will tip off against Holly Welker.
Neither team has a whole lot of size between these two. Bulico's probably the tallest player on the floor right now. We don't have the official heights, but I'd say she's probably only 5'9", 5'10". So, you know, a lot more guard-oriented, speed-oriented play. These two teams kind of have a similar matchup, I think.
It is now 11:02. The referee is at center court. Make sure there's enough air in the basketball. Checks twice, always a good thing. And here's the tip, and it's one. Well, it was off the hand of Welker, but into the hands of Valley Caledonia. They'll have first possession here in this first quarter. Moving from left to right, Lacey Young on the perimeter, left side, bounces to Gallagher up top. They'll swing it over right to Black. Lexi Black double-teamed and kneed below the waist. She goes down with a foul. That'll be against Hannah Floyd, her first. It is an early morning game, so crowd-wise, a little sparse, but that will definitely change as the day goes on. Lexi Black at the top of the three-point line, bounce pass left to Weeks. Weeks holds the ball high, bounce pass to her right to Gallagher. Gallagher left wide open, takes a jump shot just inside the perimeter line, and it's a 2-0 early lead for the Vikings, and they're going to have a full-court press. Blue Jays break it well, just now crossing half-court with 7:20 to go in this first quarter. Near midcourt, it is Wyke. Wyke bounce pass left to Floyd. Floyd finds Bulike down low on the right side of the basket. She misses a shot at the side of the rim. The rebound to Wyke. Wyke finds Bulike, who is fouled on the putback shot.
Yeah, Bulico was wide open on the very first shot opportunity. Didn't put it in, but good offensive rebounding for the Blue Jays to get some opportunities and to draw the foul against Weeks.
Bulico first free throw is good. Blue Jays are on the board. Both Coach Tiffenauer for the Vikings and Joins for the Blue Jays. Second-year head coaches, both successful first seasons with winning records. Second free throw is good from Bulico. We are all tied up at 2. Yunt gets it up top to Gallagher, top of the three-point line. The swing it left over to Rosner. Rosner back to Black, top of the three-point line. Rosner still with it. Swings it left side to, that was Black to Rosner. Now back to Black. Right wing. Yunt, bounce pass to Gallagher. Gallagher down low, the foul, and the bucket will not go. And that is number 21, Caitlin Weeks, drawing the foul. She'll go to the line for 2. A lot of good passing early, Jordan. That's a good sign for Coach Tiffenauer and the Vikings.
And it's already a couple fouls on both teams and free throws now for Weeks.
And Weeks knocks down 1 of 2.
Welker picked up her first foul, Wyke got her first foul.
Second free throw will kiss the iron a couple of times and fall into the hands of Sydney Wyke. 3-2 Valley Caledonia under 7 to play in this first quarter. Blue Jays moving from right to left. They have it right wing. Back up top to Wyke, who will dribble to the left side of the floor. Gives it off to Floyd. Floyd tried a cross-court pass a little too high for Becker.
Looks like both teams are mainly playing man-to-man. When Jefferson's on defense, though, they're doing a little bit of trapping along the top of the arc.
So a bad pass leads to a Vikings possession with a 3-2 lead, 6:23 and counting in this first quarter. Lexi Black, right wing, as you mentioned, kind of getting a trap there. Bounces it back near midcourt, finally cross-court pass. And she finds in the left corner, that was Gallagher with a three-point try. No good, a fight for the rebound. Gallagher comes up with it in the paint. And the ball comes loose out to the left block. And a fight for it, and we have a tie-up called, and it will be Blue Jays basketball.
Unrelated, Coach Joynes gets a bit of a workout over there on his bench. He goes back and forth, shuffling the feet. Very active coach.
I get the feeling that he was the same kind of – I bet he played basketball too, and I get this feeling that he is this kind of player as well. Just always up and down, up and down. Blue Jays have it, and that is Welker with a missed 10-foot jumper. Missed everything, as a matter of fact, but it is a Blue Jay rebound. Top of the three-point line to Becker. Tries to get it down low to Bulake, and it is knocked off the hands of Weeks and out of bounds. It will say Blue Jay basketball. They will inbound it from their own basket, from under their own basket, Bulake. And she finds a Welker for another 15-foot jumper off the side of the rim. And Bulake gets the rebound. The putback no good, but the foul.
Second time already that Megan Bulake is going to the free throw line here. Both teams with two fouls early on, and that is Gallagher's first.
Caledonia ran into a lot of trouble on Thursday with South Irons bulk down low. Bulake knocks down the first of two free throws. Second one coming, and she is now a perfect 4 of 4, has all 4 points for the Blue Jays, and that is our score. Beg your pardon, 4-3, Jefferson. 5:35 left in this first quarter. Left side of the floor, Lexi Black has it. Gets that little trap, gets away from it. They'll swing it all the way to the right side to Yunt. Yunt down low to Gallagher, who went up with the shot. It was knocked out of bounds. No complaint from her. It looked like a little physical, too much physical contact. No call. It is Valley ball, though. And she will try to bounce it in, Gallagher. And we have another tie-up. It will stay Viking basketball. I guess Gallagher a little worried about that five-second clock, tried to find someone who wasn't open. Still works out for the Vikings. Gallagher has it top of the three. Swings over to Black. Black back over to her. They swing it left. Rosner into the paint. Bounce pass up top to Black. Black will take it from three. No good. Off the back iron and into the hands of Sydney Wyke. First possession for the Blue Jays, the Vikings full-court press. Now they go into half-court set. And there's a jump shot by Floyd off the back of the board. Bulake got the rebound, tried to put it back. She missed. Back into the hands of Floyd, left block. They swing it around up top to the wing for Becker. She misses a three-pointer. Another offensive rebound for the Blue Jays. Another missed eight-foot jumper from Welker. A fight for the ball, and it will stay Jefferson basketball.
If you're Coach Tiffenauer for Valley, you got to be frustrated that you're not getting any of these rebounds right now.
Blue Jays maintain possession. Floyd just inside the perimeter line from the baseline. No good. And another offensive rebound for the Blue Jays. Right side of the floor. Becker cross-court pass to Floyd. Another opportunity. Another miss. That's about six or seven missed shots by the Blue Jays. They still hold a one-point lead with 4:20 and counting here in quarter number one. Right wing with the ball. Yunt. Bounce pass right corner to Gallagher. Gallagher going up the baseline, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Bulake as Gallagher tried to take that right baseline to the basket. I believe that is Bulake's first foul. Third team foul for the Blue Jays. Vikings have the ball. Left side of the floor. Wing shot. No good. That was Black with the miss. Oh, I beg your pardon, Yunt. And the Blue Jays have the rebound. Crossing midcourt, right side of the floor. It is Wyke. Bounce pass left to Becker. Cross-court pass is stolen by the Vikings. 2-on-1 fast break. Yunt leading it. Gets it ahead to Black, and Black is fouled. And I beg your pardon, that was Rosner with the steal. It looks like free throws are coming for Lexi Black, who, Jordan, we really don't find very often is in a down-low presence.
So already that's foul number four on Jefferson, and that's going to be Becker getting her first, as the first free throw is good there from Black.
Megan Bulake on the right block, ready for the rebound in case Black misses, but she doesn't. Nothing but nylon there, and the Vikings regain the lead, and now they go back into that full court press. kind of getting the feeling for when they're going to bring that full court defense, and that's after a made bucket. Into the front court, the Blue Jays have it. Two-on-one right block, a bounce pass to Bulikay down low, and she kisses it off the backboard and in.
Megan Bulikay has all six of her team's points.
Bulikay 4-of-4 from the free throw line, and probably 1-of-3 or 4 from the field after all those missed shots down low a couple of possessions ago. Vikings have it, left block, jump shot from Rosner off the side of the rim and off the hands, out of bounds off of Valley Caledonia. 3:23 to play here. Jefferson, the guest on the scoreboard, up 6-5. Moving from right to left, still in the backcourt, full court press. Little trap, and Weick may have gotten away with the travel there. Still ball in the backcourt. Now they get into the front court, right side. It is Becker. Becker bounce pass near midcourt to Weick. Weick bounce pass the left side wing to Welker. A little touch pass into the baseline for Floyd from the left side, and she misses an 8-foot J. And a steal from Becker. Valley tried to get into the front court. There's a wild shot. No good off the top of the glass. And therefore, the putback is Hannah Floyd. 8-5 Blue Jays. Bad pass from Black trying to get it out of the backcourt. Black left wing to Rosner. Bounce pass up top to Gallagher. Right side of the floor now. Black has it. Drawing a double team from Becker and Floyd. Floyd backs up. So does Black towards the midcourt stripe. And now down low with it, Gallagher takes one bounce into the paint, and she puts it up and in. 8-7, Blue Jays, 2:26, clock still rolling. No timeouts yet have been called by either team. Blue Jays with the lead and the ball. Into the front court, it is Floyd. Left side, cross-court pass, right baseline J from Weicker. Touches the rim about three times, misses. A fight for the rebound. And what do we have here? Do we have a tie-up or a foul? Looks like we have a foul called on Hannah Floyd, who just wrestled it away from Black, but a little too vicious. And now we do have a timeout, a 30-second timeout. 8-7 Blue Jays, 2 minutes 11 seconds to go in this first quarter. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on J98.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
I am Matt Greenwood and Jordan Slocum, my broadcast partner this morning for Valley Caledonia and Jefferson in the third place game of the Valley Caledonia 27th annual tournament. It is the Blue Jays with an 8-7 lead, but Valley has the ball with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter and a bad pass off the hands of newly subbed in. I can't see your number. Where is it?
30? Kurtois.
Kurtois. Blue Jays have it right side of the floor. Fighting off a defender was Welker. She gets it cross court to Weick, who gets it back up top to Becker. Becker down towards the right corner for Welker. Nowhere to go. Picks up her dribble and maybe has...
Stepped on the baseline.
Okay. Thought maybe she might have dribbled off the baseline as well.
Very even game so far. Neither team's had any sort of significant lead.
It is the Vikings with the ball. Still down by one. A chance to take the lead. A pass into the paint is deflected away by the Blue Jays. Nice crossover going right to the basket. It's Kurtois, but she misses. The rebound to the Lady Vikings. Gallagher brings it all the way up the floor. Almost has a pass down low stolen. And that's a missed shot by Weeks. On the run, missed it off the side of the glass.
It has been a bricklayers convention so far in this first quarter. Neither team can finish their shots.
It really has. Jenna Kurtois with the ball left wing. Thought about the shot. Passes it up. Instead, finds Weick. Weick airballs it from the left baseline. Valley moving from left to right. Blue Jays right to left. Valley Black all the way to the rim. Misses the layup. The putback attempt no good. And a second putback from Gallagher falls through. Vikings lead it 9-8. And a pass ahead. A lazy pass from Becker leading Welker a little too far. Ball goes out of bounds near midcourt. It will be Viking basketball with a one-point lead and 46.7 seconds left on the clock. It is up and down, that is for sure, even with all these missed shots. I think that's probably what actually helps it, Jordan, go a little bit more up and down with all these missed shots from both sides. Here's a right wing jumper just inside the three-point line from Yunt. That's no good. The Blue Jays race up the floor, and Kurtois is fouled on her way to the basket.
Looks like it's probably going to go against Lexi Black, which would be her first foul. And 5-3, the foul tallies. 5 against Jefferson, 3 against Valley.
Low-scoring game, 9-8. Valley with the lead. From underneath their own basket, Welker gets it all the way up top behind the three-point line to Becker. Becker swings it over left to Wyke. Wyke to Kurtois up top. Back over to Wyke. Wyke finds Becker in the left corner. It's no good. Another air ball from Becker. 15 seconds to go. Vikings with the ball. Gallagher in the post. Turns around and misses the 7-foot J. 7 seconds to go. Blue Jays got the rebound. Becker into the front court. Finds Kurtois. Splits a double team and Kurtois. And she split the double team and was fouled.
So the way this game is going with the fouls and with all the missed field goals, it might come down to which team is the better free throw shooting team as far as who ends up winning this game.
Blue Jays with 3.6 to go from the right baseline. They just get into Becker. Becker loses it. It falls right into the hands of Kurtois, perfectly into her right shooting hand, but she airballs the three at the buzzer. 9-8 our score, Valley Caledonia with a one-point edge over the Jefferson Blue Jays. At the end of one, you're listening to Girls High School Basketball on J98.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Matt Greenwood, Jordan Slocum back with you for the 27th annual Valley Caledonia basketball tournament, where the host team, the Lady Vikings, have a one-point lead over the Jefferson Blue Jays as we get set to begin the second quarter of play. Jordan, an interesting first quarter with a lot of missed shots.
Yeah, both teams have had trouble making shots, and you know, it's early in the season, it's an early morning game, you know, so you wonder how much that plays into it. But both coaches, you know, have to be saying, you just got to bury your shots, because both teams have had some decent looks too. It's not that the defense has necessarily been overwhelming and they've all been contested. There's been a lot of open looks that have fallen short.
Valley moving from left to right in the second quarter. They have possession. Left corner, it is Rosner. Gets out of that corner to Black near midcourt. Right-hand dribble, passes back left corner to Rosner. Rosner cross-court pass to Yunt right wing. Bounce pass, who had Black behind her in the right corner. She misses a three off the side of the rim. And the rebound is fought for and won by Welker. Blue Jays have it, moving from right to left, crossing midcourt with the pass is Becker to Kurtois. Becker gets it back and has a bounce pass to the right, nearly stolen by Rosner. We're seeing that defense for Valley extend towards the perimeter line, and it's making it tough for the Blue Jays to get the ball down low. Everything for Jefferson is away from the basket. But here's a good chance from Wyke, who actually got it down low, turned around, put it up over a defender, and in. 10-9 Blue Jays. Left side of the floor in the front court. Valley has it. Lexi Black gets a bounce pass from Rosner. Right side. Black swings it left to Rosner. Rosner with a 15-foot J. It's good. 11-10 Vikings. Full court pressure. And a pass into the front court, stolen by Gallagher. She saved it from going out of bounds. Quickly into the front court, low post is Rosner, and she has her shot blocked by number 11 senior Sydney Wyke. And we will see Becker come off the floor and Hannah Floyd come back in. Three of the five Jefferson players on the court wearing bandanas, or headbands, not bandanas. That would look weird. It's Lexi Black for the Vikings. And she tries to pass out to the wing for Yunt, knocked out of bounds by Kurtois. 6:45 in this second quarter. Lady Vikings 11-10 over Jefferson. Valley has the ball, left side of the floor. Swings it over right to Yunt. Yunt to the top of the three-point line for Rosner. Rosner down low to Gallagher, who misses the little three-footer. Kurtois will bring the ball up the floor for Jefferson with the point guard Becker off the floor. Right side, Welker. Down low just inside the free throw line with a jump shot, Floyd. No good off the backboard. Rebound Vikings. Quickly up ahead into the front court, and Lexi Black is fouled. It's one or two passes, Jordan, for Valley to get that ball into the low post in the front court.
Welker just got her first foul of the game, but that's now six on Jefferson to four for Valley.
Lexi Black to the free throw line. Good-looking form, and bucket is good.
She's three for three at the line now in the game.
Largest lead for Valley has only been two as we see a sub come in. That is Emma Beers, a sophomore, coming in for Valley. Second free throw from Black off the back iron. Long rebound, left block, over to Gracie Fish. Fish, first time in the basketball game. Kurtois running point into the front court. Left side bounce pass to Weick. Back over to Kurtois, left wing. Kurtois splits another double team beautifully, but misses a shot high off the backboard. Gets the rebound and a foul, an over-the-back foul. That was, I believe, number 20.
It'll be Beers.
Was that Beers?
Yeah, and it's her first. You know, but they had a good double team under the basket off the rebound, but you got to be smarter when you realize you have two players.
Welker took the inbound near the top of the three-point line, got it to Kurtois, who had her shot blocked. The loose ball was picked up by Kirsten Tuttle of the Vikings, and Tuttle is fouled by Kurtois. 5:48 left in the second quarter of the third-place game between Valley and Jefferson. Vikings with a two-point lead and the ball in the backcourt is Black. No press from the Blue Jays. Black easily gets it into the front court. And a pass is stolen. Here's Kurtois one-on-one with Black. And her shot is blocked by Black. But thankfully, there were two teammates right behind her. And that is Gracie Fish to put it back up and in. Tie ball game, 12-12. Lazy pass from Rosner back to Black, which caused the turnover and the easy bucket. Here's Black from deep. No good off the side of the rim, and that will go all the way out towards Coach Joins by the Jefferson sideline. It will be Blue Jay basketball. Coach Tiffenauer having a word with one of the officials as the entire gym goes completely quiet. You can hear the conversation. Well, I can't because of the headset. Jordan, could you hear it?
Not enough to...
Right.
Nothing of value.
So we pick up play again. It's the Blue Jays with the basketball. Right side of the floor, moving from right to left. Fish loses it. Valley has it. Yunt. Line drive pass down low to Rosner, who misses the turnaround three-footer off the backboard. Long rebound into the right corner, or left corner, goes to the Blue Jays. Kurtois quickly up ahead into the front court. Low post, left side, and Floyd had it stripped. Is that Tuttle again in there on defense? It is. Kirsten Tuttle off the bench has brought a defensive intensity to the Vikings.
It was a great job by her to get back there and get that block and draw the foul after she got the steal. Floyd got her third foul, and that's number eight. And actually, they forgot to give bonus free throws the last time when it got to number seven. But now
You're
it's
right.
number eight, and they get two free throws.
Interesting. Kirsten Tuttle misses the first free throw, and the rebound will come to Lexi Black up top. Black swings it over right to Yunt, who tried to pass down low in the block to Rosner, and that was off of the Blue Jays. Rosner was denied the entry pass by, I believe, Sydney Weick. It will stay Viking basketball, inbounding it from underneath their own basket. Picking up her dribble is Tuttle. On her defensively is Weick. Tuttle forced to give it up. They swing it to Black. Black with a line drive pass down low to Beers, who misses the shot. She was right next to the bucket. Misjudged the distance. Kind of just threw it straight up, and it falls into the hands of the Blue Jays. 12-12 ball game, 4:15. Clock still rolling. Becker back into the game. She came in for Floyd, who Jordan mentioned earlier had three fouls. Cross-court pass from from Fish all the way to Welker. Kurtois has the ball inside the free throw line on that pass from Welker. And Fish took the pass from Kurtois, missed the 12-foot jumper. It was an air ball, as a matter of fact, and two players fought for it between Jefferson and Valley. We get a tie-up call. It will be Blue Jay basketball. White quickly inbounds it into the right corner for Fish. Fish tried to get it to Kurtois, who lost it from behind. And then it was Rosner in the front court who had the ball tipped away from her. Valley somehow gets the ball back, a foul. And Gallagher will go to the line. That ball changing hands about three times in a matter of a second.
Cue the circus music for a moment there. Is foul number 9 now on the Blue Jays and number 2 on Wyke.
This will be a shooting foul. No 1-1 here. Gallagher, good spin on the ball. Knocks it home. 13-12 ball game. 3:46 in this second quarter. It was a 9-8 Valley lead at the end of one. Each team has 4 points. Gallagher a chance to make it 5 in the quarter and bump the lead back up to 2 for the Vikings. A couple of dribbles and a spin, and then puts it up and misses a free throw. And Bulaco came down with a rebound, and she was fouled over the back.
That's number 6 on Valley, so no bonus yet, but the next one will put him into it. Rosner's second.
I will say this, there are a lot of missed shots, but there are quite a few possessions where there is some excellent defense, and that is forcing some bad shots.
Yeah, so the defense has picked up in the second quarter. First quarter was more just bricks. Better defense this time.
Left wing 3 is off the side of the rim from Welker. Long rebound comes out to Black. She wants to push it. Almost had it stripped. She's on the right side of the floor. Vikings moving from left to right. Here's a right wing 3, no good, from Yunt. And the ball goes out of bounds. I believe it was last tip by the Blue Jays. It is. It will be Gallagher to the right. From
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
We had a bucket from Valley Caledonia. They lead 15-12. It's the Blue Jays with the ball all the way into the front court. And Kurtois with a contested running layup. Black was there on defense. Kurtois about an inch on her, able to put it up and in. Bring the Blue Jays back within 1. Gallagher takes a pass down low from the red line about 5 feet away inside the paint from the basket. She puts it up and in. 17-14, under 2 minutes to play. Becker picks up her dribble and finds in the right corner Welker, who found Becker left wing, and that 3 way off the mark. Rebound to Gallagher. She wants to push up the pace. She's left wide open in the corner. She passes up the opportunity to take a shot, finds Black. Black gets around a defender right to the basket for the easy layup. And I think Coach Joint's going to want to call a timeout here. He will. The defense just gave up completely on Black, which allowed her to get all the way to the rim and extend this Valley lead 19-14. We'll take a 30-second pause, 1 minute. And 33 seconds left in the second quarter.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at NewEraBank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Matt Greenwood and Jordan Slocum with you on this kind of weird early start for a basketball game. We started at 11:03. It is now 11:29, and Valley has a 19-14 lead, and I beg your pardon, 1:35 left on the clock. I cut off 2 seconds. It's 19-14. Jefferson trailing. They have the ball in the backcourt, moving from right to left. Full court press again by the Vikings. Have to get over that timeline in 10 seconds. They do. Kurtois into the front court, right wing. Cross court pass, left side. Becker. Becker down low to Hurst. Hurst by the free throw line, swings it out right to Kurtois, who knocks down the 3. 19-17, Valley, Black, quickly up ahead. This layup was contested. It's no good. And Welker has the rebound. Welker getting it to Kurtois, who's done a pretty decent job of running the point. When Becker was on the bench, Becker is back into play, though. Becker has it left wing. Bounce pass left side to Hurst. Hurst airballs a 15-foot jumper from the baseline. Bulaco got the rebound, turned around, and missed it completely. And she's grabbing her right arm as Gallagher quickly up ahead. A pass from Black right next to the basket. Easy layup. And now Valley starting to get some layups here, something they didn't have in that first quarter. 36 seconds to go. Blue Jays trail by four. A missed shot from the right baseline by Welker. Into the front court, Gallagher, right post, try to pass out of a double team to Becca Williams, a sophomore, and that is deflected off of Williams and out of bounds. It will be Blue Jay basketball. I don't know if Bulaco was just scratching an itch or if she actually is in some pain with that right arm. It looks like maybe it was just an itch. 17 seconds, Blue Jays, right corner, pass out to Kurtois from the right elbow, misses the 18-footer. Black came with the rebound and had the ball knocked out of bounds by Becker. It will stay Caledonia basketball. 9.2 ticks left. 21-17 they lead. Moving from left to right, Gallagher receives the inbound pass from Black. Black will now cross midcourt, center court. Gets it over to Yunt. Yunt with a bad pass to Black. Stolen by Becker. Puts up a last second three from about 30 feet. And it is off the side of the rim. No good. And that concludes the first half. Valley Caledonia 21, Jefferson Blue Jays 17 at the break. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on J98.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Healthcare you can feel good about. Hi, I'm Heather Ray with Missouri Highlands. Our clinics are committed to meeting the primary and preventative care needs of the residents of Carter, Reynolds, Shannon, Iron, Ripley, Butler, and Wayne counties. At Missouri Highlands, we serve patients regardless of the insurance status, and with our sliding fee scale, your costs are based solely upon your ability to pay. And it's right here at Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Visit www.mohi.org for a clinic near you.
I am Matt Greenwood with Jordan Slocum. We are at the 27th annual Valley Caledonia Basketball Tournament. Third place matchup between the host team, the Lady Vikings. They lead it 21-17 over the Jefferson Blue Jays, who came into this tournament as the 5 seed. And the Blue Jays were knocked off on Thursday by West County. A game in which Jefferson had a lead at the end of 16 minutes. Had a lead at the end of 24 minutes, but it's the 32 that you have to play all the way through, and they could not do so. And West County able to come back in that fourth quarter and beat Jefferson 52-42. For Valley Caledonia, they just kind of got blown out of the water early on by South Iron, especially with Ashley Micken getting off to a hot start for the South Iron Panthers. That will be our championship matchup, South Iron and West County, coming up after the boys' third-place game. The boys' third-place game will be the boys' side of Valley Caledonia taking on Greenville. And that is a matchup of the 4-seed Valley versus the 2-seed Greenville. And then, of course, we will have the boys' championship after the girls' championship. And that will feature Bismarck versus Bunker. 1-3, Bismarck, the 1-seed. Let's go ahead and run down some stats for our game here between Valley Caledonia and Jefferson. We'll begin with the visiting squad, the Jefferson Blue Jays. Hannah Floyd, 2 points in foul trouble early, 3 fouls, you get 5. She had to take a seat for basically the rest of the second quarter around the 5-minute mark. 2 points for Sydney Wyke, 5 for Jenna Kurtois, 2 for Gracie Fish off the bench, and 6 for Megan Bulaco, who had
whose first 4 points were all free throws. She made all four of them, and then she followed that with a bucket in that second quarter. So she has 6 points. That's the point total for Jefferson. They have 17 at the break. As for Valley Caledonia, Emma Rosner with two. Caitlin Weeks, one of two from the free throw line. Lexi Black with five, and Lauren Gallagher, top scorer, 11 points. She is 5 of 6 from the field. 1 of 2 from the line is Gallagher. So that's the point totals. Foul trouble-wise for Valley Caledonia, not much. Emma Rosner with two. Four players with one personal foul, so not much foul issues there for Valley Caledonia. The only one to worry about for Jefferson is Hannah Floyd with three. Well, we're going to take another break and break down the first half for you. It's 21-17, Valley Caledonia over Jefferson at the break. We'll be back in 2 minutes on J98.
We're open.
What's open?
Flix Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flix Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a 1 acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
Boyer Lumber, service and quality.
Boyer Lumber,
the way that it should be.
Boyer Lumber,
we know you by first name. Build with us, you'll be glad you came.
Boyer Lumber,
we have it all right here.
Boyer Lumber,
and help is always near for service and quality. It's Boyer Lumber.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out, and on your way. Guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
Matt Greenwood and Jordan Slocum with you this morning as it's 11:38. We're almost to noontime. I think that's when everyone is going to start feeling a little bit more normal, is once we get to that noon break. It is halftime right now between Valley Caledonia and Jefferson. 21-17, the Lady Vikings over the Jefferson Blue Jays. Got about, looks like 4 minutes or so left in this halftime show. So we'll take a couple of minutes to go ahead and break down that first half. First off, we want to thank Norman Crumpecker, Bail Bonds in Potosi, Boyer Lumber in Potosi, and Grandview R2 School District in Hillsborough, also Valley R6 School District in Caledonia for being our sponsors for our third place game between Jefferson and Valley Caledonia. So in the first quarter, there was one possession, which ended up being about six possessions for the Blue Jays. Missed shot after missed shot, but offensive rebound after offensive rebound. They could not convert on any of those shots. I think they had about six or seven shots put up and couldn't put the ball in the bucket. And that kind of kept Valley Caledonia in the ball game in that first quarter. The Vikings would end up having a 9-8 end of the first quarter lead. And the defensive intensity really picked up from both teams, especially from Kirsten Tuttle for the Lady Vikings. She came in, got two steals right off the bat, also drew a foul, went to the free throw line very early on. She brought a lot of energy off the bench, and there was a lot of energy on the floor defensively from both sides, and that is why we kind of have a low-scoring game. Now, the thing is for Jefferson, the defense started to wear down a little bit, especially down low. Lauren Gallagher has 11 points for Valley Caledonia. She started getting up the floor, getting in post position, receiving the ball within a matter of 3 or 4 seconds after a Blue Jays miss on the other end of the court, and Gallagher was getting easy layups. Lexi Black, a very quick point guard, very good dribbling the basketball, was able to get in for a couple of layups as well, and that is why Valley Caledonia was able to extend their lead as much as 5 points. It's a 4-point advantage now at 21-17. I guess for the second half for Jefferson, it's going to come down to sticking with that defensive intensity. Don't ever lose that intensity, because if you do, easy layups are going to be coming for Valley Caledonia. Now, granted, it is early in the season. It is only game 3 for these teams, so obviously they're going to be a little rusted early on. But the point of these basketball games leading up to district playoffs is getting better and better every game, and that will be the goal for Coach Brandon Joynes of the Blue Jays coming up in that second half. For Valley Caledonia, Coach Caleb Tiffenauer in his second year, kind of do much of the same. Get that full court press as much as you can. Try to create some early turnovers to begin that third quarter, and just do their best to go ahead and try to get to the lane and get those easy layups. We're going to take another break, a 60-second break, and then when we come back, we will have the beginning of the second half between Valley Caledonia and Jefferson. It's the Lady Vikings 21 and the Jefferson Blue Jays 17. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on J98.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball team the best of luck in the Valley of Caledonia tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament, and most importantly, have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
As the holiday season approaches, you'll likely be spending more time with friends and family. Don't miss a single moment due to hearing loss.
Here's audiology and hearing center patient, Beth Allen.
My stepson gave us our first grandchild. I am so excited that I am going to be able to hear her giggle and laugh and rip paper open this Christmas. And that's something I'm not sure I would have heard before. Those are things that I'm really going to enjoy with the holidays.
Call the audiology and hearing center today at 866-757-HEAR. That's 866-757-4000.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Well, I'm Matt Greenwood and Jordan Slocum, my broadcast partner. They started the second half earlier than the clock indicated. We had an early basket from Hannah Floyd for Jefferson, and then a basket from Lacey Yunt. And we get another 2 points, and that looked to be Hannah Floyd again. No, that bigger part, that was Sydney Wyke with the bucket there. In the right corner for Valley Caledonia, that's Gallagher. She knocks it down from distance. 25-21. And actually, they take it back. It's a two-pointer for Gallagher. Blue Jays moving from left to right in this third quarter. Valley Caledonia from right to left. It is Jefferson with the ball, right wing. Picking up her dribble was Becker. She had to give it up to Wyke. Wyke into the corner for Welker. Welker tried a baseline bounce pass to Floyd. It was deflected out of bounds. It will stay Blue Jay basketball. 6:30 left in this third quarter, 25-21 Valley. Blue Jays with the ball, almost a 5-second count, but able to get it in was Welker to Wyke. Wyke to Floyd. Floyd swings it out left wing to Becker. Gets it back up top to Wyke. Wyke, bounce pass left to Becker. Becker, bounce pass up towards midcourt for Welker. Welker will slide it to the right for Becker. Becker swings it left to Floyd. Floyd into the corner for Wyke, and Wyke goes up with a shot, and she is fouled. Almost like the Blue Jays were trying to lull the Vikings to sleep there with passing around the perimeter. And it worked. They got the ball down low to Wyke, and she's at the line, and she knocks down the first free throw. Largest lead of the game has been 5 for Valley. Knocking down the second free throw is Wyke. Pulls the Blue Jays within two. 25-23 they trail. Coming off the floor, Caitlin Weeks. And coming off is number 32, Madison Lucas. Lucas had a pretty decent game on Thursday, knocking down a couple of three-pointers. Here's Lexi Black. Speaking of threes, missing from the right wing. No good. It rolled out into the hands of the Blue Jays. Welker gives it up quickly to Becker. Becker back over to Welker, right side near midcourt. Back to Becker, top of the three-point line. Becker with a cross-court pass. And a bad shot. That was Wyke, who had it contested. Valley had the basketball in the backcourt. They tried to get it up ahead quickly, but Becker stole it for the Blue Jays. They're in the front court now, moving from left to right. Becker, right wing. Bounce pass into a double team to Floyd, and Floyd went to the court and got a tie-up. It will stay Blue Jay basketball. 5:25 in this third. Blue Jays can tie it with a two, take the lead with a three. And we will see Jenna Kurtois, whose older brother, Jaden Kurtois, slot receiver for the Jefferson Blue Jays, a junior. It is Jenna checking into the game. With the ball top of the three-point line, it is Welker. Welker swings it left to Becker. Becker missing wild from distance. That has been the trend for her today, 0 for 3 from down or from deep. And there is Lauren Gallagher. She's supposed to be a forward. She ran it as a point guard all the way to the basket, uncontested, lays it up and in. And Valley extends their lead to 4 with 5 to play in the third. Bounce pass left side to Floyd. Floyd tries to get it down low to Wyke, who had it go off her hands and out of bounds underneath the basket. It will be Viking basketball. Lady Vikings not wasting any time. Get into the front court. Black has it top of the three-point line. Swings it right. Grazing the front of the rim with that three was Tuttle. Fight for the rebound, and it is off the hands of Yunt. And the Blue Jays have it. That was White coming up with the loose ball. Into the front court, Kurtois. Free throw line. Fakes the shot. Goes all the way to the basket. Puts it up. She is fouled. A late call, and that might not even be on the shot. It might be on the rebound opportunity. And that's exactly what it is. So no foul on the shot, but on the rebound try, there was a foul on Valley. Right corner with it, Floyd. Cross-court pass. It is deflected and then stolen by the Vikings. And then stolen right back by Welker. She lays it up and in. Picking the pocket of Lacey Yunt right next to the basket. Bad place to lose the ball. 27-25, Valley with a two-point lead, and Lexi Black takes a forearm shove from Kurtois and draws the foul. Valley moving from right to left. They will inbound it from the near side center line. Into the right corner, bounce pass, or line, a lob pass, beg your pardon, down low to Gallagher. And she turns around and puts it up off the window and in. 29-25 Valley and Jefferson will call the timeout. 30-second timeout, 29-25 Valley with the lead. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on J98.
The entire faculty and staff of Valley Caledonia R6 schools are very proud of all of the Valley Vikings. These great athletes work hard and have proven their abilities. Good luck all season, and remember, focus on what it takes to succeed. Dedication to the sport and persistence to keep pushing forward. This message brought to you by the Valley of Caledonia R6 School District.
Matt Greenwood and Jordan Slocum with you for the 27th annual Valley Caledonia Basketball Tournament. Valley, the host team, with a 29-25 lead, but the Blue Jays have the ball. Almost losing it once was Kurtois. She gets it back, goes down to the court, and fights for it. Gets a tie-up call. Possession arrow. Valley. Kurtois nearly lost it at midcourt, then got it into the paint, lost it again. And the Vikings come up with the basketball. Into the right corner. It is Madison Lucas. Lucas has no shot. Gets back up top near midcourt to Black. Black draws a double team. Double team goes away. Black in the right corner swings it all the way around to the Vikings. Over into the left corner for Tuttle. Tuttle picked up her dribble. Bigger part of Madison Lucas picking up her dribble. And it will be a turnover as Lucas traveled. And Coach Tiffenauer will call for a timeout. 3:30 left in this third quarter. 29-25 Valley. We'll be right back on J98.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Blue Jays with the ball trailing by four. 3:20 to play in this third quarter. A quick shot by Wyke from the right block. She is fouled. She'll go to the line for two free throws. Largest lead has been five for Valley. Jefferson has been able to keep it pretty close, even with all the missed shots that they had in that first quarter. It's still a close game. First free throw from Wyke is no good. Second one through. Wyke is one of two from the free throw line. And Valley tried to get it ahead quickly. Black throws it right out of bounds. She was looking for Lacey Yunt. Blue Jays a chance to tie it with a three. Kurtzweis into the front court, loses it from behind. Going down to her knees was Black. She comes up with a loose ball, gets it ahead to Lucas. Lucas, left elbow jumper, no good, and knocking it out of bounds was Welker. It will stay Valley basketball. 2:58 to play in this third quarter, 29-26. Wide open next to the basket was Lucas. She missed a shot. Good find from Gallagher, but Lucas can't help it. Tuttle can't help out Gallagher in the assist column. She misses a shot, but it will be Valley basketball. They'll inbound it from underneath their own basket. Gallagher to Black, top of the three-point line. She dribbles across the free throw line. Now right block and takes it all the way to the hoop and lays it up and in. Excellent play from Lexi Black. Just circled the entire defense on the inbound. It's a turnover by the Blue Jays. Tuttle missed the first shot. Got her own rebound and put it back. And another near steal in the backcourt. Blue Jays maintain it. White gets it ahead to Kurtzweis. Kurtzweis, bounce pass left side. Baseline jumper from Floyd, no good. Kurtzweis fights for the rebound. Over the back foul is going to be called on Kurtzweis. This is probably the best opportunity for Valley to go ahead and steal the rest of the momentum and extend this lead to double digits. They lead 33-26. And Bulico will come in for the Blue Jays. Kurtzweis takes a seat. Two team fouls by Jefferson, three for Valley Caledonia. 2:15 and counting. 33-26. The Lady Vikings have the ball. It is Tuttle. Right side of the floor. Gets it to Black. Black dancing her way into the paint. It was knocked away by Bulico, who picks up the foul.
I don't think they called a foul there.
No, I guess the ball just went out of bounds off of Valley. In the backcourt, that was Welker. She tried a lob pass to Wyke, who was on the right baseline in the front court, and just airmailed it. And it will be Valley basketball. Lexi Black takes the inbound from Gallagher. Gallagher goes right to the free throw line looking for a pass from Black. Black goes away from her. Gallagher still with her arms up looking for that pass. Bounce pass to Black. Swings it over right to Tuttle. Tuttle missing the shot. And it is out of bounds off of Valley. .142 to play in this third quarter. Jefferson moving from left to right. And, yep, good call by the official. Floyd. Looked like her left pivot foot kind of slipped a little bit on the court as she was trying to pass it cross court to Becker, and she gets called for traveling. A sloppy third quarter for Jefferson. Valley has picked it up offensively. Bounce pass right to Lucas, right wing. And she finds Gallagher down low, who is fouled from behind by Megan Bulico. It will be Valley basketball. Left side underneath their own basket. They'll inbound it. Gallagher to Black. Black into the paint. Picks up a double team. Finds Gallagher. Right wing three. It looked good, but no. It's off the side of the rim. A fight for the rebound. Ball on the floor. Bulico goes down for it. And so does Tuttle. And it's a tie-up, and it will stay Viking basketball. 1:19 to play. We've been stuck on 33-26 for over a minute now. In the right corner, that is Lucas. Lucas to Black near the stripe midcourt. Gallagher now has it right elbow. She swings it right corner. Baseline jumper is good from Tuttle. Tuttle with 4 points in this third quarter. In the backcourt, Blue Jays have it. They get it into the front court to Floyd, left side. Dribbles into a double team. Is able to find Welker near midcourt. Swings it over right side to Becker. Becker, cross-court pass all the way down low to Floyd, who puts it up and in. Right over the arms, outstretched arms of Tuttle. 35-28, Blue Jays trail. Valley has the ball, moving from right to left. Black thinks about a three from the right wing. Decides to instead swing it over left side corner. That was Rosner. Good active passing from the Vikings, and they find Gallagher from just inside the free throw line, right side, and she puts it up from about 8 feet. 20 seconds to go, 37-28 Valley, largest lead of the game for the Vikings. Weick into the front court, left side, back up top towards Becker. Becker will swing it back left to Weick from the wing. She dribbles once, picks up her dribble, cross-court pass to Welker. Welker, right corner, 3 seconds on the clock. 2 seconds, Becker from the right elbow, and that will roll right off the iron. No good. End of the third quarter. Valley extending their 4-point lead at the half to a 9-point lead at the end of three. We'll have another 8 minutes coming up after this break on J98.
Hi, this is C.L. Moore with CNC Services. When it comes to your home improvement projects, we are the company you can trust. From roof repair or replacement to glass and window work, basically anything from the ground up, we can do the job right the first time and at a price that'll make you smile. And we will work with all insurance companies. Call us at 573-701-7807. Let CNC Services get the job done for you.
Matt Greenwood and Jordan Slocum with you for the 27th annual Valley Caledonia Basketball Tournament. It is the girls' third place game between the host team, Valley, and the Jefferson Blue Jays. And it is Jefferson in a big hole to begin this fourth quarter, 37-28. It was a 9-8 game after one quarter, 21-17 in favor of Valley after two quarters. After three, it is Caledonia, 37, and Jefferson, 28. So Valley has led at the end of every quarter in this game. But we talked about during the halftime, it's the last 8 minutes that count. Trap in the half-court wing for Welker. The Blue Jays were able to get out of it, but then they toss it down low and off the hands of Weick and out of bounds. So it will be Gallagher and Black to bring the ball up the court. And Madison Lucas has it right wing. They swing it all the way over to Rosner. Rosner passes up the shot, dribbles left baseline, finds down low Kirsten Tuttle, and she is fouled on the shot. The movement, the ball movement, and not just that, but the side-to-side movement from the guards for Valley is paying off very well for them in terms of entry passes down low to their bigs. First free throw, no good from Tuttle. Second free throw, she was short on it, and it is off the hands of Gallagher and out of bounds to the Blue Jays. Welker will inbound it from underneath their own basket in the backcourt. Blue Jays moving from left to right in this fourth quarter. Weick gets it back on the inbound, gets it to Becker. Becker cross-court pass to Floyd. Floyd finds Bulico down low. She passes it off to Weick, who misses the crazy runner off the side of the glass. Bulico passing up a good shot. And it doesn't work in their favor. Here is Black down low with a lob pass into the post to Tuttle. And Tuttle, beg your pardon, Caitlin Weeks will go to the charity stripe. 7:19 in this fourth quarter, a chance for Valley to have a 10-point lead for the first time this morning. And that free throw is good from Weeks. 38-28, Valley, Bulico. Needing some consoling for Jefferson over by the bench. Coach joins a couple of words with her. Second free throw is good from Weeks. 39-28 Valley. They have opened this one wide open. Kurtois into the game for Jefferson. Turns around and finds Becker near midcourt. Becker gets it into the right corner for Floyd. Floyd back up top to Kurtois. Kurtois to Becker. Back to Kurtois from the free throw line. A jumper. It is good. Kurtois has been the spark off the bench for Jefferson, and here is Rosner from the left block. She is fouled. She'll go to the line for two. For Valley, it's taking one or two passes, usually no more, after missed shots or even made shots for that matter from Jefferson. It's taking one or two passes to get it all the way to the basket. At some point, you have to deny them in the half-court offense. First free throw from Rosner was good. Second free throw is off the mark. 40-30. Jefferson trails. Weick has it left wing. Swings it to Becker. Becker misses from distance. And a little too hard on the loose ball. A foul is going to go against Holly Welker. That is going to be the seventh team foul by the Blue Jays, which means we have a one-and-one situation, and it will be Emma Rosner, going to the line. Puts that right toe just behind the free throw line and misses the first free throw, rattled out. Gallagher there for the rebound. She misses the putback. Another fight for the rebound down low. And it looked like that was Yunt. Yes, Yunt had her shot blocked from behind. It will stay Valley basketball. Gallagher, one bounce pass to Rosner. And Rosner has her jumper blocked. Kurtois quickly up ahead for Jefferson, moving from left to right. And Kurtois gets a shove as she went up with the right hand. And the foul will go against the sophomore Cameron Yunt. Only the fourth team foul for Valley. But it was a shooting foul. Kurtois will go to the line. First free throw, high arcing, but short. Coach joins doing the smart thing by putting two players for Jefferson all the way into the backcourt to basically eliminate the quick 1-2 passes down low for Valley. Second free throw is no good, but is off the hands of the Vikings. So Kurtois 0-for-2 from the line. From underneath their own basket, that was Floyd getting it up top to Welker. Welker swings it over to Becker, right corner. Back over left side to Kurtois, who tip passes it to Welker. Welker tip pass to Becker. Becker finds Floyd top of the free throw line. No good. 40-30 Valley, approaching the six-minute mark of this fourth quarter. Picking up her dribble was Rosner. Rosner finds Lucas as we see a couple of role players coming into the game for Valley, or in the game for Valley. Here's a steal by Kurtois. Kurtois will take on Gallagher, has her shot blocked, but therefore the putback is Hannah Floyd. 40-32, Jefferson trying to keep it close. Left wing three, no good from Yunt, rolled off the side of the rim. Rebound Blue Jays. Kurtois pushing it, going up against Gallagher again. Gallagher is now 2-for-2 in the battle against Kurtois on those running layups. But the ball is knocked out of bounds off of Gallagher. It will stay Blue Jay basketball. Kurtois has challenged Gallagher twice on layups, and Gallagher blocked her once and then forced a bad shot on the second one. On the inbound, it is stolen by Valley. Quickly up ahead to Black, one on none, and she lays it up easily off the window.
received a pass from Madison Lucas, who stole the basketball on the inbound. 42-32 Jefferson. Crossover, nice, from Kurtois. Bounce pass up ahead to Wyke, and Wyke with a bounce pass to her right to Floyd, right next to the basket, and it is knocked out of bounds by Gallagher. It will stay Jefferson basketball. The passes down low for Jefferson have not come easy at all, and that's all thanks to Gallagher. Inbounding it from the left side of her basket all the way to Becker in the left corner, and Becker missed the three-point try off the side of the rim. It will go out of bounds off the hands of Valley. Same spot, left side of her basket, Wyke. This time she finds a wide open Holly Welker for the 12-foot jumper. 42-34, Jefferson, they trail. Valley has the ball, under five to play. Black, cross-court pass into the corner. It is a left-wing three from Lucas, and that is a swish. Beautiful noise. Beautiful shot from Lucas. 45-34, Valley. Jefferson still in the backcourt, now crossing the timeline and tripped up and sliding about 5 or 6 feet all the way towards the Valley logo just underneath the free throw line. That was Kurtois, who went down pretty hard. A foul is called on the Vikings. That is their fifth team foul. 4:41 to play in the final frame. Kurtois over to Fish. Fish with a cross-court pass stolen by Black. Black, two on, one fast break, and she misses the running layup. Gets her own rebound. Three or four bodies on the floor. Black has it, and a timeout called by Tiffenauer. Coach joins with an emphatic jump up and down. Thought maybe his team got possession and called the timeout. Officials didn't see it then. They see the Valley one. We'll go ahead and take a 30-second pause. 45-34, Valley leading, under five to play in this fourth quarter.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Matt Greenwood and Jordan Slocum with you for Valley Caledonia and Jefferson. Winner of this game takes third place. The girls' championship will involve one seed West County and two seed South Iron. That will be coming up after the third place game between Greenville and Valley Caledonia. It is Vikings basketball up by 11, 4:25 to play. Gallagher, right block, dribbles into the paint and kisses every side of the rim. And it drops in. On the inbound, it's stolen by Lucas. She misses a shot. Black there for the rebound on the left side of the basket. And she is fouled. Welker anticipating the Valley defense to run up the floor to get in their half-court defensive set. And that was just not the case. Heads-up play by Lucas to steal the inbound. And leads to a free throw from Black, which she misses. 13-point advantage for the Vikings. Second free throw is good. 14-point lead. Fish for the Blue Jays has it in the backcourt, gives it up to Welker. Welker ahead to Kurtois. Kurtois finds Floyd in the left block, and she is going to be fouled by Gallagher.
No, they called
it a tie-up.
They said she got the hand on for the block and got the tie-up. That was an interesting call.
Gallagher has been really good about keeping her hands up, not just on the offensive side, but the defensive side as well, and it pays off right there. It is Valley basketball. Nice crossover from Black near the perimeter. Gets it down low to Gallagher, who goes up with a shot, and Gallagher had the ball knocked off the hands of Sydney Wyke. Rolled off the fingertips. It will stay Valley basketball. 3:51 to play, 48-34. Gallagher inbounds it to Lucas, who takes a shove, puts it up with the left hand off the window, and good. She'll go to the line for a three-point opportunity.
Yeah, that was a sloppy foul by Welker. Just kind of a frustration foul, I think, at this point, since the game's starting to get away from the Blue Jays.
Kurtois will come out of the game for Hannah Becker.
unable to convert. The three-point opportunity was Lucas, but the rebound came off the hands of the Blue Jays' Welker right into the hands of Lucas, and she put it back up and in, 52-34. You wouldn't have thought this was a one-point game at the end of one quarter. Jefferson with the ball in the front court. Becker from the right wing. Distance, no good off the back of the rim. Long rebound saved by the Blue Jays, but right into the hands of Lucas. Lucas to Black. Black into the front court to Rosner. Rosner back to Black. Just beyond the free throw line. Still settled for the jumper off the front rim. No good. Long rebound comes out to Lucas. Lucas, right wing, backs it up. Slows it down. Do the Vikings. Black swings it over left to Lucas. Lucas, down low to Rosner. Had position on Becker, but missed the shot. Had it blocked. Blue Jays with the ball, moving from left to right, trailing by 18. 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And a cross-court pass. Left baseline jumper for Floyd is no good. A nice find from Gracie Fish. An open look, just not able to convert, was Floyd. And now she'll come and or she'll go and take a seat. And it looks like Kurtois, after a quick breather, is back into the game. On the inbound pass from Weick to Welker, she misses a 15-foot jumper. The short rebound comes to Kurtois on the left block. She misses the 8-foot putback, and the rebound to Valley. 2:42 to play in this fourth quarter. Valley moving from right to left. Black with a crossover on Kurtois. Picks up a dribble and finds on the left wing Lucas. Lucas takes a little push from, I believe,
Welker.
Welker, yes. I believed it was Kurtois, but you saw the 10 before I could. Thank you for that.
And it's a double bonus, so two shots rest of the fourth quarter just to add to the leader for Valley.
Lucas,
make
a little short. Lucas has really been very active in the second half. We didn't see a lot of her in the first half. It's almost like Coach Tiffenauer was just waiting to kind of use his secret weapon to help with the defense and extend the lead, and that's what she's been able to do. Makes the second free throw, 53-34. Looks like Valley's on their way to a third-place finish in their own tournament. Kurtois, right wing, almost losing the ball, goes into the paint, and she's going to be fouled by Black. Spinning the ball, Kurtois. Three dribbles, puts it up, and did that graze the rim or just completely miss?
It airballed to the right.
Airballed to the right. So Welker will come off, and it will be Heidi Hurst. Second free throw off the front of the rim. A fight for the rebound. It is off the right hand of Rosner, who went down to the court pretty hard trying to save it to her teammate Black. It will stay Blue Jay basketball. 53-34 Valley with a 19-point edge over Jefferson. 2:16 to play in the ballgame. Almost a five-second count. I counted 4 seconds. Fish gets it in to Hurst. Hurst to Kurtois, top of the three-point line. Hurst almost losing her dribble. Forced to give it up to Weick. Weick back to Kurtois, and Kurtois is fouled. On the pass from Weick back up top, it is Lucas who draws the foul.
You wouldn't realize this game was a four-point game at halftime. Great job by Valley just here in the second half, really taking control of the contest. And they're pretty much on their way to what would be a 3-1 record with the win. Jefferson would fall to 1-2.
Well, we saw the defensive intensity pick up in that second quarter, and it just did. They just have done a really good job, Valley, of making that defense transition into the third and the fourth as well. 53-34. Valley with the ball, left block, turnaround, shot, and the foul. Rosner puts it in for two. She'll go to the line. That's all upper body strength right there. 11 team fouls by the Blue Jays. Only 8 players on the roster. Rosner. Yes. A little fist pump from Emma Rosner. 56-34. 140 to go. 147 to go. Beg your pardon. Becker, and double dribble, travel, whichever you want to call it, that's what she did.
Valley will make a line change and empty out their bench, and four in, four out here with a comfortable lead game in hand.
Let's see, Lexi Black, is she going to stay in? No, she's going to come off, so is Gallagher. Gallagher put in probably the toughest work for Valley today. She gets a round of applause going back to take a seat. Crowd has gotten a little bit bigger since we started at 11:03. And we'll try to mark off the Valley players as soon as we can see them clearly. And a right block dribble by Emma Beers. She loses it into the hands of the Blue Jays.
It's Beers, Cameron Yunt, Weeks, Becca Williams, and Tuttle.
Weick dribbles across the free throw line looking for Fish. She finds her Fish. Has she dribbled yet? I don't believe so. Still passes it off to Kurtois with a crazy running floater from just inside the free throw line. Long rebound off the side of the rim. Goes all the way into that left corner. And we have a traveling called on Valley. That was Beers, who went to the court with Kurtois. Had possession, did Beers, but slid across the floor, and that's an easy call for the official. And a bad pass from underneath her own basket to the midcourt stripe for Fish. Fish tried to save it from going over that midcourt line. Couldn't do so. Is out of bounds off of Jefferson. Valley, a runner from the left block for Tuttle. She missed it. A tie-up, and it will be... No, a foul is called. So a foul called on Valley. That is their eighth team foul, and it will be a one-and-one situation. Valley on their way to finishing third in their own tournament. The missed free throw from Fish. She's a lefty. And the rebound to Valley. Emma Beers towing that midcourt stripe, almost an over and back, but gets it ahead to Cameron Yunt. And Cameron has it go out of bounds. She tried a bounce pass into the block, into the right block, and it was just not a good bounce pass.
It'll be back-to-back third-place finishes in their tournament for the Valley girls. They got third last year after beating Bismarck.
33 seconds left in this ball game, and a fight for the loose ball near midcourt. And we have a tie-up called. It will be Blue Jay basketball. Jefferson moving from left to right. 28 seconds to go. This game is over, 56-34. All a formality now. Hurst, right wing. Dribbles into her defender, picks up the dribble, finds Kurtois. Kurtois all the way to the basket for the layup try. It's good. Kurtois not giving up. Fighting to the very end. 10 seconds to go. A 20-point edge for Valley. They pass it down low to Beers. Beers swings it out left corner. Three is off the side of the rim by Tuttle. A fight for the rebound. Blue Jays have it. The rebound going to Sydney Weick. And that will end this ball game. Valley Caledonia finishing third in their tournament by a final score of 56-36 over the Jefferson Blue Jays. We'll take a pause in the action, and we'll have some postgame for you when we come back. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on J98.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
I am Matt Greenwood with Jordan Slocum at the 27th Annual Valley Caledonia Basketball Tournament. The third place game for the girls' side just finished up, and the Lady Vikings, the host team, defeat Jefferson Blue Jays 56-36. Lauren Gallagher, the MVP of this game for Valley Caledonia. For Jefferson, the MVP would probably most likely of the entire tournament be Megan Bulico. An off game for Bulico after the first quarter. First quarter, excellent play from Bulico. I think she probably just got a little bit tired out there. Also kind of drew a double team a couple of times. Wasn't able to find her shot. And basically, Valley Caledonia, Jordan, just did an excellent job of taking Jefferson out of any sort of rhythm.
Yeah, Caledonia's defense looked pretty good, and especially in the second half. The defense really stepped up and didn't help Jefferson's cause that they were missing when they had some good shots. They were having trouble putting them in. You know, and that made it even tougher to try to stay in the game when, you know, especially in the second half, Valley did a much better job of just not giving you very many good looks. And even when they had good looks, they were having trouble finishing.
And eventually, Valley would break down the Jefferson defense as well, had ample opportunities down low in the post for Gallagher. And even for the likes of Madison Lucas. Lucas had a couple of easy putback shots down low as well. So just an excellent overall game from the Valley Caledonia Lady Vikings. And again, they take third place in their own tournament by a final score of 56-36 over the Jefferson Blue Jays. When we come back, we will have the coach interviews for our upcoming third place game for the boys. Jordan will take over, but we'll take a 2-minute break here. And when we come back, we will have that for you on J98.